So I interact with people in the real world all the time, and here lately a little bit more, but the download that I'm getting is that everybody's tired of the fake. Everybody's tired of the fake. A lot of the reason people go to New Age is because they were raised in churches and they knew it was fake. The younger generation sees that most of the churches are just fake. Legalism, or whether it's legalism or whether it's tradition or whether it's emotionalism, fake emotionalism, they know it's fake. And so they get turned away, and the purpose of being fake is to turn people away from God, you know? But the reason they turn away is because they know it's fake. They're tired of fake. We all are. Everybody's tired of fake, even the saved people. We're tired of the fake reality. We're tired of the fake. So the common denominator is everybody's tired of the fake. Now, if you notice, YouTube started censoring the real people, and they started bringing the Hollywood people in, you know? So all the YouTube stars that were just regular people, they started to censor, and notice the Hollywood people came in and just started acting like the regular people. So YouTube brought in the fake again. And so the Hollywood actors are actors, so they can be fake on YouTube. You know, it's all fake. The whole system's a fake. And what's happening here is the devil is trying to create a 666 identity for everybody to make a copy of himself. In the Doctor Who series, The Master, he made a copy. The whole world was another copy of him. And he looked at Doctor Who and says, "What do you think now? I made everybody into a copy of me." And Doctor Who somehow flipped the reality back to normal, where everybody got their normal identity. But the Master versus the Doctor, because the Doctor has two hearts, the Master is like the Freemason system. The corporate system wants you to be fake. The news, the radio, the media, the church system wants you to be fake. They don't want you to be real. That's what this whole thing's about, is to create fake people. And if you don't do the fake smile, or if you don't act a certain way according to what the system expects you to be, or if you don't believe the same way, or you don't, if you're not a works-based salvation, but you're faked alone, they don't like that. They have to shut you down. So the censorship, the corporate, you know, so you go to the corporate system and they make everybody wear the same black tie, the black and white suit and a tie. They make everybody wear the same outfit or the same uniform. They have to be uniform. It's just like a military. It's like a military onslaught, right? It's a military thing going on, because the devil has a military agenda. The strategies of the devil, in the Greek, I think is stratagem. The strategies of the devil is to create a 666 cube hive mind where you don't have your own identity. You're not real. You're just fake. That's what this whole thing's about. So you can't be mad at the witches and mad at the New Age, because they're just trying to escape in any way they know how. We know it's faith alone and Jesus alone, and your identity is in Christ alone. But because they've been pushed and pressured and brainwashed and abused and mind controlled their whole life through a corporate dead system, a 501(c) system, they want to just be real. So they're reaching out to whatever they can find that's real. They want real people. And some of them will get saved and some of them won't. But you have to realize that the Jesuits have created boxes for everybody. So let's say somebody's looking for the truth and they want to be free and they don't want to be fake. They don't want to be a 666 slave anymore. So they reach out here and they go to this box and they think it's the way. Then they try this box and they try this box. They're trying to find their freedom, which we know it's in Christ, but they don't know that. And so that's what I'm sensing, that everybody wants to be free. But there are so many paths to destruction that look free, that the Jesuits and the Freemasons have created all these fake realities that look like you're free, you know, but you're not. If they go down those paths, if they go down this path or that path or whatever path they set, that's a man-made path, a works-based salvation, you got to be good enough, you got to do this. The devil's path, whether it's sorcery, witchcraft, whether it's gematria, whether it's New Age, whether it's these paths look good and they sound good at first to these, if you're not saved, they sound good. But these paths, I don't know if you can say paths with an S. These pathways lead to death. If it's not Jesus, it leads to death. But it's okay if they're going through the discovery process. It's okay if they're looking for their own identity. It's okay if they leave home. It's okay if they go here and make this mistake, because that's part of the process. If they're looking for God, or they're looking for truth, or they're looking for freedom, or they're looking for to get out of the box that they've been put in by their culture. See, the culture is a cult. If somebody's looking to get free, let them look. Let them go. I think the Amish, when a kid turns 18 or whatever, the Amish let them go. Let them go experience the world, but a lot of times they come back. If people want to read this book or go here, do that. God is in total control. He will draw His elect back to Himself. The discovery process is just a process, just like anything else. You try the gematria, you find out it ain't true. You try the New Age, you find out it ain't true, because this is an evil place. You know, you try to just love everybody. Well, you are supposed to love everybody, but you don't. You have to have boundaries. You have to set these boundaries up, because if you don't set the boundaries, they'll run all over you. You know, sometimes you got to stand up and fight. Jesus did not always let them. They tried to put him on the cross before his time. He wouldn't let them. He took the whips and the temple and ran them out. You don't have to be a milquetoast. You can stand up for what's right, and you can stand up for your boundaries that you have set. But just because somebody's looking or reading something or studying something, or they might listen to Sad Guru, they might listen to Alan Watts, they might listen to David Icke or Alex Jones or Joe Rogan or any of these people, they even might, even though I can't stand to listen to the guy because he's a master deceiver, but they might even go to Mr. Astrotheology, which I don't like the man. But if God is calling them, they'll eventually come back to the Word, come back to the Bible, and realize, hey, everything that they are talking about is already in the Bible. It's already written. And everything they're talking about is actually a subset of the Bible. They just take pieces of it. They'll take a verse out of context or a chapter, and they'll create some kind of fake reality or some kind of cult or ism. And everybody thinks that's great knowledge and great this, that, and that, but they just stole it from the Bible. Like the Muslims. The Muslims stole their religion from the Bible. Really. Pieces of it. Long story short, the download that I got today is that everybody's tired of some fake identity that the culture's trying to put on them. And it doesn't have to be just in America. It's all over the world. They don't want to be put in some fake reality box, some fake identity that the culture wants to put them in. And what's happening is the government governmental, govern your mind. The cultures want to govern people's mind and keep them in a box that they want. These leaders don't want you to have your own thoughts. It goes back to the 1984 book. They don't want you to have these your own thought, your own independent thoughts. Because if you have your own independent thoughts, it might grow faster than they can handle. And that's probably the exact same reason, I'm about 99% sure, why they wanted to crucify Jesus. Because he started to have followers and they had their own independent thought apart from the Jewish legalism, right? The law is well and good. The law is good to bring you to Christ, to show you your sin. But when Jesus came on the scene, he fulfilled the law and the prophets, and he was revealing grace. He was revealing faith alone and grace. And so my point is, everybody's in the same boat. The devil's trying to put everybody in a 666 fake identity and to take away your independent thought. And if you notice, all the actors are trying to be like you. Everything that we did, everything that we built over those years, now the superstars are trying to take it from us and to take our identity and give us, censor us and shut us down. It's nothing new. It's the same game. It's the 666 fake identity. Goes back to Genesis 3. Hath God said, the devil doesn't want you to get your identity in Jesus alone. The devil wants you to get your identity in him, in some kind of 666 cube flesh mind, where we are the world and forget about sin. They don't want to admit there's such a thing as sin. We, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They want everybody in some kind of delusional identity, fake identity, which lines up with the 501(c) cult. Because 501 is DI, 3C is 33, so that's dividing the unity of the body, dividing the unity of Christ. That's what this whole thing's about. The reason everybody's going crazy is because they don't want some identity put on them that's not who they are. I'm not justifying what the unsaved are doing. I'm just saying that's the common denominator, and even the Christians are fighting against the fake identity that they're trying to put on. They don't even know they're doing it. But this is a common denominator in the society that I'm seeing, that every human wants their own identity. Now, there are some people who love to be a slave. They want to have somebody tell them what their identity is. Yeah, they're out there. But for the most part, people want independent thought. The ones who don't want independent thought, they love that security blanket. That's all. They want the safe security blanket. So if this doesn't make sense, listen to it again and make some comments, because it's totally everything. This is it. This is why everybody's going crazy. Whether it's a vaccine that they... See, you get all these people trying to put on you some kind of belief system. You got to take this vaccine, or you got to do this, you got to do this. Wait a minute. Why are you trying to push that on me? Do you understand why there's so much craziness? It's really just out of this world. And I really think the common denominator, it doesn't matter if you're saved or unsaved, everybody's fighting to be free from some fake 501(c) identity that the Jesuits and the Freemasons have created, because they are slaves to the devil and they want you to be a slave, and they want you to put on that fake smile, that painted face, that false facade, and just keep the game going. Keep the fake reality going. Keep the narcissistic, psychopathic, fake reality going. That's all they're doing. And they're fighting hard to keep it. And the reason they're fighting hard to keep it is because they make a lot of money. They make a lot of money off of the fake reality.